This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, November 18th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Driverless tractor ban gets spotlight. Gray talks water, labor, and tariffs. Hickman's sold to Brazilian firm and U.S.-EU trade progress. Cal OSHA to weigh recommendations on driverless tractor ban. Cal OSHA's governing board on Thursday will review new recommendations from its stakeholder advisory committee on autonomous agricultural equipment, a step that signals regulators are moving the issue of driverless tractors further up their agenda. The potential rulemaking could set conditions like limiting initial approval to lightweight autonomous machines, allowing testing with a safety observer present, or requiring Cal OSHA approval before deployment. Staff indicated the broadest approach, mandatory approval for all autonomous units, would offer the most comprehensive worker safety protections. The committee did not reach consensus on a preferred framework and highlighted data gaps, including limited incident history, no standardized testing methods, and the absence of a national safety standard for autonomous tractors operating around workers. Cal OSHA officials have said they will determine whether to pursue formal rulemaking after reviewing the committee's final report, expected early next year, and with direction from the board. On that note, the board is also considering revisions to its draft workplace violence prevention regulation as it works toward a final standard. The agency walked through proposed changes with stakeholders at a recent advisory committee meeting, signaling that several key definitions and obligations may shift in the next draft. Cal OSHA plans to issue a revised draft next year. Trade associations are urging employers to review their prevention plans and prepare for potentially expanded duties. Gray talks water, labor, and tariff reforms. Representative Adam Gray, a first-term Democrat representing California's northern San Joaquin Valley, says Congress must deliver major investments in water storage and bipartisan immigration solutions to sustain the state's farm economy. In an interview on AgriPulse Meet the Lawmaker, Gray said agriculture has shaped his life from his family's dairy supply business to a decade on the state legislative agriculture and water committees. Gray criticized decades of underinvestment in California water infrastructure, noting the latest major federal project in his region was the San Luis Reservoir under President John F. Kennedy. He said permitting reform and significantly more funding are needed, adding that he proposed $6 billion and 25 new projects to the reconciliation package during the Natural Resources Committee negotiations. On labor, Gray said uncertainty around farm worker status, tariffs, and renewable energy regulations hitting producers from a lot of sides. He touted the Bipartisan Dignity Act and Farm Workers Modernization Act as essential steps to stabilize the workforce and provide legal status for longtime field workers. Gray also defended his effort to amend the Endangered Species Act, arguing it is sometimes used to stall critical water projects. As a whip of the Blue Dog Coalition, he said bipartisan cooperation is the only way to pass durable policy, particularly for agriculture-dependent regions. You can watch the full interview at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Brazilian-backed Matikara USA is set to acquire Hickman's Family Farms, an Arizona-based egg producer with facilities in California, Colorado, and Nevada. Hickman suffered significant losses after an avian influenza outbreak earlier this year wiped out about 6 million birds, forcing the 81-year-old family business to curtail its ability to meet customer demand. Under the acquisition, Hickman's president and CEO, Glenn Hickman, said the transition offers new opportunities for customers, employees, and for business partners. No surprise, WOTUS proposal embraced by ag and slammed by enviros. The latest effort to come up with a definition of waters of the U.S. that can survive in Republican and Democratic administrations is officially underway. Given the reactions to the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers proposal, however, it's more likely it will follow the same road to the courthouse. American Farm Bureau Federation said the proposal protects critical water sources while respecting farmers. The National Association of State Departments of Agriculture applauding the proposal for recognizing states' expertise in managing and protecting local land and water resources. Environmental groups, however, say the proposal could leave up to half of all wetlands unprotected. The proposal attempts to adhere to the Supreme Court's 2023 Sackett decision that to be protected under federal law, so-called adjacent wetlands must be connected continuously to regulated surface waters. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Rising prices could mean lower farm bill payments for producers. Prices for corn and soybeans have risen a bit this fall, so commodity program payments might not be quite as large as originally expected. Based on new season average price projections, farmers are likely to get around $11.9 billion in payments next year from the Agriculture Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage programs, that according to Paul Neifer's Farm CPA report. It's about $2 billion lower than his September forecast. The average marketing year price forecast for corn went up 10 cents a bushel since September, reducing estimated payments by $1.3 billion. The projected average soybean price went up 50 cents a bushel, lowering its estimated payments by about $1 billion. Wheat and rice forecasts have both dropped, increasing projected payments for both by a total of about $300 billion. Keep in mind, payments on crops harvested this fall will go to producers next October. Here's today's final word. Senator Limón is a trailblazer whose leadership signals a new chapter of representation and progress in our state. At the word of Yvette Martinez, Executive Director of the California Democratic Party, congratulating Senator Monique Limón of Santa Barbara for being the second woman and first Latina to serve as the Senate President Pro Tem after taking the oath of office yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, November 18th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.